We've been looking at this Ephesians 6. Talking about the Christian soldier. That we are Christian soldiers. Supposed to be. God doesn't want us to be civilians. Although there's a lot of Christian civilians, you know, they say, where it says, we wrestle not. They put a period there. They go back to the little merry way, serving self. Praise God. Are you all right, Jan? Hallelujah. You start getting edgy. I know what it is. Praise God. But let's read here again, and I want to just talk about a few things tonight. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now that word stand is not that just as we normally would think of standing. But that word stand means just to be bold and aggressive in your standing against him. In other words, it is an active. It's not just merely passive, but it's an active word. You know, is hordes of the devils and demons and obstacles and the pressures of the world come at us, and they do. We don't want to just stand there and let them beat us around. You know what I'm saying? And we just hope we being able to stand so knock to our knees. That's not what it's taught about. It says be able to stand against those things. Praise God. And against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. Which means that's exactly what he throws at us a lot of times. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now here is what we wrestle against. Now I'm going to make this very simple. All of us know this. You should. This is what we wrestle against. So we are in a wrestling match. We are in a fight. We are in hand-to-hand combat a lot of times against Satan. But we wrestle against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now this is what we wrestle against as Christians. And I've talked to Christians and, you know, and some of them act like there's nothing going on. I often wonder what kind of relationship they have with God when they actually are not wrestling against some of these things. They go about their merry little way and they don't act like they're tormented. They don't go through any great trials. It's seemingly like, what is wrong? Am I something wrong with me? You know? And they don't understand this, but I don't know why they're not wrestling against some of these things. Maybe they've just compromised and surrendered and in the hands of the devil, and he just makes it easy and comfortable. I'm almost beginning to believe that anymore. I'm almost beginning to believe that a lot of ministries in the earth today are blessed by Satan.
Amen.
I believe that. I have to believe that because I know the shape that some of the ministers in, God help us, that God can't be ordaining that mess. And God can't be condoning the trash and the sin that goes on in some of those ministries. I can't believe that God is blessing it. I have to believe that Satan has got all his obstacles out of the way and let him go full steam ahead in deception because he can ensnare them and keep them that way. It's just when you want to walk in the realm of holiness and back to the old-fashioned way of seeking God and consecration, that he gets awful upset. Praise God. Now, I'm just going to break these four things up we talked about here tonight. And I want to talk about the word principalities. I'm going to show you what we're wrestling against. Now, the Greek word for principalities, of course, is archaeus. A-R-C-H-A-S, or chaos, I guess that's how you pronounce that word. And of course it's used to describe leaders, rulers, magistrates, so on and so forth. Now what we're doing here is describing the kingdom of Satan. He does have a highly organized kingdom. I tell you, he's more organized than the Church of God today. I'm not talking about a worldwide Church of God or Herbert W. Armstrong either. I'm talking about the Church of the Living God. He is more organized and has more dedicated people than God's people. The Bible plainly tells us that the children of darkness is greater than the children of light. Why? Makes us feel ashamed, don't it? Because they are working harder and more dedicated to getting their job done than we Christians are. They're more busy about establishing their future than us Christians are. Once we get saved, we think we got it made in, you know, we got the whole land. Little do we know, we got to go in and possess that land and put the soles of our feet and start claiming it and driving out all the enemies of that land. We're headed into Canaan's land. That's back in that good old realm of God, that God has provided a place for us. Adam got kicked out of that place because of sin. Now we're going to enter back into that place. But the only thing is, there's enemies in that land. And we've been studying on the book of Joshua. And I tell you, it's an awesome thing how many enemies were actually in that land that God had in that land. He knew what was going to be in that land before he sent them in. He kept them 400 years in bondage. Then he said, go in, after the land was totally overrun with the Canaanites and powerful cities built up. Mighty armies in that land. And God knew all the time that he was going to be there because he prepared it for the children of Israel. So when they went in, they learned how to be overcomers. They learned how to conquer and take that land to demonstrate to us that we are more than conquerors if we follow him and follow his spirit. Praise God. And of course, this, we have principalities today. Satan has principalities, that he has an organization, and he has leaders that are leaders over parts of this world. Now, he's identified a couple demons in this area for us. And as I said the other night, the leader over the churches in this city is entertainment. There's a ruling demon. Now, isn't that sad? Entertainment over the churches in this city? It should be God, but it isn't. And he has also a ruler demon over the capital down here because it's not run by God. It's run by carnal man, which is ruled by Satan. So this is what it's talked about when it talks about principalities. It's talking about leaders and rulers. And as we got into deliverance, we've understood this. We understand when we attack some of these things, we come up against mighty rulers in people. There are certain ruler demons in individuals that rule other small spirits. Right? It depends on what you've been in. Now, the English word for a principality is defined as a territory or a jurisdiction. Of course, you can look that up in Webster's, tell you that. Territory or jurisdiction. Certain demons are assigned certain territories of this world. Satan himself assigned real demons or princes over certain areas of the world to run it. Now, when Daniel, wasn't it Daniel? He was praying to God, and it took 3 weeks for an answer to get back from God because he was in combat against a ruler over Persia. Now, he must have been in that area. That's called Iran now, isn't it? No wonder. Look at that place. I could see why it was a strong spirit. Islams, Muslims, they are strong spirits. We're having some of those guys arrive us from the prison up there. I don't know how in the world they got a hold of some of our material in the prisons. We had two of these Muslims writing us, and they're very strong in that belief. And you ought to read some of these letters they write us. It's unbelievable. I could see how strong that ruler demon is over that religion of theirs. And when we was doing a track here on Islam, some of those demons was just really strong trying to break in. It was just trying to convince us that God was not real. Are some of you hot out there? Okay, I guess it's just me up here. Sometimes I go up here, I just feel like there's a fire with me. I hope it is. The Holy Ghost fire. Praise God. Okay, now second we saw here, Against powers. Now, there are powers. And the Greek word translated powers is E-X-O-U-S-I-A-S. Some of you Greek students, tell me what that is. Exoresis. I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it. That's close. And, of course, it's in English, it's translated as authorities. Okay? So, we're looking at demon ruler demons that are assigned over territories that have authority. And their authority has been given them by Satan himself. See, a lot of people think that Satan is an impersonal force. Well, they say, well, there's good and there's bad, but they don't really recognize Satan as a being. They don't recognize him as a master, and he is a master. He's a force in this world. And there's only two forces, and there's only two masters in this world. There's God and there's Satan. And God and Satan are not fighting against one another. Modern theology tries to tell us this, that God and Satan are fighting against one another. God doesn't have to fight with Satan. He's already... Why should he? He created Satan. I have created the waster to destroy. I have created evil. I've created good. I created light. I created darkness. Jesus Christ, everything was created by him. He's a created being by God himself. Why did he create such a monster as that? For you and me. Mm-hmm. That we may become overcomers. And God is always an opposite. That's the whole thing of the universe. Everything is opposites to it. So he creates these things that we may be able to learn how to persist and go in and come against those things to teach us a lot of things. That's what trials and tribulations are all about. God makes them for us. Now demons, of course we know they do have power and they do have authority, right? We have found out that demons have legal rights in people. They have legal rights in Christians. We're trying to break through this wall now. I mean, demons and Christians, who have heard such a thing? It's true. How many knows it's true? It's true. We found out they have legal rights, and they will not leave unless they're cast out. It'd be nice if everything left at salvation. I'm sorry, it didn't happen. And all these spirits we've been talking about, fear, intimidation, rejection, these are just not our personalities. That's what demons are. They're personalities. They manifest their personalities through human beings. Well, as a sinner, I had rejection. As a Christian, I have rejection. What's the difference? You're just going to say one's a demon and the other in his flesh? They're actually spirits. And this is why we need to get rid of those things. We need to renounce all legal holds. And Satan has legal holds on people. This is why the Christians are hexed and vexed and tormented, obsessed, oppressed, confused, living in a realm of sin, sickness. And they can't seem to get above that. Why? Because there must be some legal hold the devil has on them. Some people's got habits they can't kick. They've tried everything. They've been every prayer line. They fasted. They prayed. They've rebuked. And still, Satan has a hold on them. And we've been studying that if you open a door, he don't care if you're a Christian. He don't care if you're a baby. He don't care anything. He'll come in. And he'll come in and make his home. And let me tell you, Christians open the door to Satan just as well as sinners. He's already got them. He's the god of this world. The world belongs to Satan. This is why we must be born again. If we're not born again, people, we are predestinated to hell. That's all it is to it. That's our home. Because we've got to be born again to come into the kingdom of light. We can't just think about it. We can't just think, oh yeah, I'm thinking about it, and there I am. No, you've got to actually go through it. Praise God. Now I want you to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. for your goodness, God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. We bind you up, devil, tonight in this room. I bind every force of evil. I bind up every spirit that's tormented the people tonight in Jesus' name. Angels, I send you forth out there tonight to begin to bind these spirits up in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your powers in the name of Jesus. I curse your works, devil. In Jesus' holy name, you are defeated, devil. You are defeated. I want every spirit to leave this room in the name of Jesus Christ that's floating around in here. I command you out of this room in the name of Jesus Christ. I forbid you to stay in here. You get out of here now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Okay. Is she out?
She's in and out.
Shut the door. Find out if she's leaving or if she's coming back in.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to have nobody running in or out. In case you're wondering what you're feeling, that girl has been in Satanism. I was hoping she'd stick it out, but it got a little hot. She lived with a Satanist high priest and was hoping she'd be able to sit through her, which I didn't think she would. Maybe it'd be another opportunity. But you know, those people are bound. And you start mentioning the name of Jesus, they get awful edgy. Praise God. She called the other night and asked me if she'd go to hell if she committed suicide. It'd be better. So we just need to continue to pray for her. And there'll be a lot, I tell you right now, listen to me, there's going to be a lot of people coming in here like that. So we had better get used to it. You better get used to feeling eerie. You better get used to feeling like things are squeezing you. How many of you have been feeling that? You can't seem to get a breakthrough in the spirit? We have got to get used to that. Because when people come in like that, it's up to us to pray and bind those things. The Lord told us we're going to be dealing with witches and stuff. Now we mostly deal with people that's Christians, but there's going to be people coming in that are not Christians. So we want to be prepared for that. We want to just be able to press on in and get to them.
Excuse me, dear. While you were preaching, before you started to go loop, the Lord spoke to me and He said that His angels are in this room and they're equipped for war.
Oh yeah.
I mean, He's really, pressing on me. So I think that we need to be aware that every time that Satan is trying to throw his thing in there, that God's angels are really there.
How many believe in angels? I'm talking about God's angels. The Lord started us out in this thing by telling us, He told us some weapons of His war. Okay? He said there are some things that we can use as weapons in our hand. And one of the things He told us was angels. Now, I never used to believe in angels. I thought, well, anybody get off the angel realm is kind of, a little bit in spiritual pride. And I never got into that. But God instructed us that He has warrior angels that assist us in combat. And we experienced this. When we first started out in deliverance, we used to have to kind of physically hold people down and wrestle around with them when we'd get in deliverance because those demons would manifest. And we found ourselves getting all bloody, didn't we, Steve? We get all bloodied up and spit all over. And I mean, we was going through some weird trips with these things and trying to hold people down and all this stuff, not mentioning any names. We've had to hold, it took six or seven people to hold some people down, not mentioning any names either. But we'd come out bloody messes sometime when we got into this thing. We thought, my God, there's got to be an easier way. I don't want this. It's too hard. And then God said, listen, I've got angels that I assign, that I will assign to you to work in war, and you just call on them whenever you need them. Well, I thought, well, come on now, Lord, this is a little far-fetched. But it's totally scriptural. Jesus Christ said, He said, I could call down a legion angel to help me if I wanted to. So we do have angels, and I remember one time in the other house, we was dealing with a rock and roll demon. They're bad news. You won't believe how powerful those things are. Look what they've done to the people today. You think they're not powerful?
Right.
We was dealing with a rock and roll demon, and this is when we was getting into questioning them. We're not into that so much anymore, but we was beginning to ask this demon, some things, and I said, okay, I'm going to test this thing out. I asked that spirit, you know, everybody says demons lie, and they do lie, but they can tell the truth. You know, they can tell the truth. Anyway, I asked this demon how many angels were in that room. He said 450 in the kitchen alone. And this thing began to scream and mourn and cry and all kinds of agonies. And he didn't want to stick around. And this is after we worked with him about, it seemed like 2 hours. And when I told those angels to close in, he just begged us to get out. He wasn't going to leave before. And he said, I'll do anything to get away from those guys. Now, this seems like a fairy tale, and I haven't really kind of got a hold to be able to grasp this, but I have seen this work powerfully since we've actually accepted the fact that God has sent us angels to use, and they are in this room. They're warrior angels that God designed, just like he had back here. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. There's literal angels that God assigns, and the Lord has already told us, if we'll be faithful in the realm of deliverance, those angels will always be there to assist us whenever we call upon them. And we do it now. And when we learned this principle, we began to tell the angels, go in and bind the hands and feet of the people. And you know, it worked. It worked. We thought, my goodness, why didn't we think of this long time ago? Now we don't really have to labor like we used to. Oh, once in a while we hold people down. But that's for God to train us. You know, there is a wrestling. But it's nothing like it used to be. So God does assign angels to us. And those angels were here tonight. Well, they're here all the time when you invite them in. But that poor girl was just in torments back there. She was just, you know. In fact, it was binding me up from really getting into this. But that's okay. It's some things I have to learn is to overcome that. Because you never know when somebody's going to run out the door. We've had them come in here and scream and run out the doors. Some of them we've actually held down and cast them out. So you never know what's going to happen. Praise God. But we just know the power that's in God's name. We know what's going on in the spirit world a little bit anyway. Okay, Luke chapter 10. So when we get into warfare, don't feel afraid to let God's angels assist us in battle, because they are there to do it. Now, you can't see them, but brother, they are there. And I've had angels or some demons describe what they look like. I've seen demons in the spirit, so I know angels are. I've never seen an angel, but I feel them, and I felt their presence. But I have seen demons and nasty things. Okay. God, where am I? I'm between... Luke, where are you, Luke? Chapter 10, verse 19. Well, let's start in 17, pick up the context here. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils or the demons are subject unto us through thy name. Now, I want you to know, this was before the Holy Ghost fell. I mean, this is before the day of Pentecost took place, that God gave these guys power over all unclean spirits. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Now, these serpents and scorpions depict different types of demons. Okay? There's serpents and scorpions and dragons, and there's all different sources of demons. And he has given us power over all the enemy. Now, listen, he gave those guys power, the 70. Now, how much more are we going to have power over the enemy? This is what he gave us at Pentecost. That he has given us power through his name over every enemy. This is why we don't need to fear the enemy. When we get into warfare, if you know your rights and privileges, you know who you are in Christ, there's nothing to be afraid of. And Satan acts upon fears. We all know that. If he can get you to be afraid when you go into combat, you're halfway no good. And when I first got in deliverance, I was a little bit afraid because I hadn't had much deliverance. And I'd get a little bit afraid by some of those things that was being said to me. Like, I'm going to come back and burn your house down, or I'm going to murder your kids, and all that kind of stuff. You know, you begin to wonder if he's dumb enough to do it. Now, I knew he was dumb enough to do it, because it happens every day. He kills people every day and burns houses every day. Who do you think is doing it? It isn't God. So, anyway, we don't need to act on fear, because we have power over every enemy, and this is what I'm saying. You don't need to be afraid. Now, listen, fear will come, because if a spirit of fear approaches you, you're feeling him. How many knows that? When the demons come in my bedroom a lot, and they attack me a lot at night, they'll come in there, spirits of fear, a lot of them. They'll come in there, and their presence, not that I'm afraid, but their presence will get off on me, which will cause fear. Now, I don't know if you can understand that or not, but you begin to feel real icy. In fact, I think last night I rose up out of bed slinging. I do this quite often. I literally jump out of bed swinging my fist. One time I come clean all the way in through here chasing something. And I thought, here's what I think. I think, okay, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. And I always fear when I walk in here, I'm going to see these ugly demons standing here, because I've seen some before. And I always think, my God, if I come face to face with anything, what am I going to do? But I come in here one time and actually took a chair and then just was swinging. I didn't see anything, but I knew it was there and I was feeling it. And I began to kick and carry on. And I said, bless God, you ain't going to hold me down. And I've done it many times, jump up out of bed swinging. And I remember last night, by the way, I did that again. I do this quite often. I get attacked with those stupid things. And fear is one of the biggest demons that attack me. I don't know about anybody else. Those icy chills, I know when they come in that bedroom. Of course, I told you we had one of these big demons. Well, we've had more than one big, but we had one actually was open and shutting her door here. I mean, literally, you would just open and shut it. And stuff like that going on. But these spirits are real. But God has given us power over all these, and all you have to do is activate that power. You have to rise up in the name of Jesus and begin to rebuke those things. Right. Begin to tell them that they have no power over you, and you back them down. Yeah. But when force meets force, you got force over them. You got power over them.
That's right.
Okay? That's the way it works. And they have to yield to the authority of Jesus Christ. They have to. And I've said before, God purposely holds back a lot of deliverances and holds back instantaneous deliverance to teach us endurance. Yeah. These ministries of today call themselves deliverance ministry. You get up and prayer line and they touch you in Jesus' name, be gone, and you go sit down and think you're delivered. Listen, that don't work. I'm not saying it won't work for some people, but it doesn't always work that way. Because there is a wrestling to be done. If God is going to train people, then if you just, all you got to do is lay your hands and say, be gone, what kind of training is that? You've got to learn how to combat, learn how to fight, be persistent in battle. Well, at least that's the way it works here. And this is why some deliverances take a while. And we work and work with people because God is teaching us endurance. Not that we don't have power and authority over those things, we do. But to teach us warfare and teach us a lot of things, their tactics, God keeps deliverance back a lot of time. Well, God controls everything. The devils don't control it. God does. God is ahead over everything that happens. Now, the word for power, let's get back to that, is dunamis. It came from our English word, dynamo. You ever heard that word? Dynamo or dynamite. This is a type of power that's talking about. Ooh, boy. And this is the kind of power that we have in God. It's like dynamite. We have power that, I'm telling you, if we could see it, it'd probably be worse than a nuclear warhead. There is power in the spoken word of God. That's how God created everything, is what He speaks. And you know, unless you speak something, it's not created. You create your own world. You create life or death. You create victory or defeat with your own words. And when you come up against spirits, oh, I don't think I can overcome you, you've lost. You confessed it. You've lost. When those demons say, I'm not coming out, you say, you're coming out. We have power over you. You're coming out in Jesus' name. Well, whose authority is going to win? Yours or theirs? And this is why God gave us the baptism in the Holy Ghost, that we'd have power to tread on scorpions and serpents, the power over the enemy. Now I want to go back to Ephesians. Now, it says it's about the rulers of the darkness world. In other words, they have power. Okay, we're about the powers. Now, let's go to against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now, there are certain demons that rule in the realm of darkness. Now, these are the demons you find in the occult. Well, you find them a lot of places, but especially in the occult, because that's the realm of darkness. How many's ever been in the occult? It's that Abyss, the netherworld. And there are demons that rule in that area to torment, to captivate, to kill, to steal, destroy, whatever they can do, they rule in that area of darkness. They come down and put darkness over your mind. There's nothing worse than spiritual darkness. How do you know that? Man, I hate it when just darkness comes over and covers your mind. When you're trying to do some things with God, it just darkness comes over. And you're trying to find your way out of that darkness. So those are demon spirits that come and put darkness. God has identified a lot of these things to us. They just come on and spread their darkness over your mind and just kind of like blank you out. And this is where we need to start rising up and just think, oh, what kind of sin have I committed? Well, sin will bring darkness, but I'm telling you a lot of it, we may not sin and darkness will come anyway. And those are spirits that come around. Now, spiritual wickedness in high places are wicked spirits. Now, these are the type of wicked spirits that inhabit people and roam the earth. It calls people to do wicked little things. It says in high places, or in other translations, it says heavenly places, which the church or the Christian is sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. They're in the same dimension as the Christian, these demons. It doesn't matter if you're saved or unsaved. They're still the same. They're still wicked spirits. And this is why if you open the door to it, then they cause people to sin. They prey on churches. There are a certain set of spirits that prey on churches. And they come in to cause division, backbiting, devouring. There's all sets of religious demons. We had some real deliverances in the realm of religious demons here when we first opened up here. The scribe, Pharisee, hypocrite, all of those religious demons. There was a whole big list of them that we had two services of tremendous deliverances. It was unbelievable. And we had people, you know, had been in the ministry that had a lot of these. And of course, myself, me and my wife got delivered a lot of those too. But they are real. And they're there to hex you and vex you. And there's demons of self-righteousness. There's demons of spiritual pride. That just doesn't come from anywhere. Those are spirits. And this is what people say, well, you're getting off the deep end. Everything's a spirit. Well, you tell me something that isn't almost. There is a lot of spirits. There's a lot of wicked spirits and unclean spirits that inhabit people that cause them to do things. Those old same old demons that was on the Pharisees and scribes and lawyers back then that have been passed down through the priesthood all down up until now. They're still behind pulpits today. Same set of demons. They're not dead. Right. They're still inhabiting people as they went on down. You got self-righteous hypocrites today, all law-minded, legalistic, put people in bondage. They're the same set of demons that was after Jesus back then. Those are literal demons that live in people and motivate people, motivate their what they think and do. These theologians have theologian demons. I'm convinced of that.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bible, Mr. Know-it-all, I guarantee he's got religious demons and lots of them. And those demons can quote the scriptures left and right. They know the Word of God very well.
Right.
You get into combat sometimes, they know exactly what you're saying. Well, they've been around long enough, they ought to know. Especially those ones that pray in the church world. Now, there's some that go out there and hang around in the world, but the church is full of spirits that float around, causing divisions.
Right.
And that's why we try to attack them here in the church. I'm not going to go out and try to deliver the sinner on the street. Forget that. God has not told me to do that, and I'm not going to do it. Why should I deliver the sinner on the street? Unless he's saved and got the blood as a covering, there's no resistance there. The demons will just come right back in again. As soon as you walk away, they're coming back to the old house they have. There's nothing there to stop them. So it's senseless to work in deliverance for sinners. Now, not that you can't cast demons out and lead them in the Lord's Prayer for salvation. That can be done. But just to go out and cast out demons in Jesus' name out of sinners is ridiculous. And this is a whole mentality of people that come against deliverance ministry. Well, they think only the unsaved have spirits. But why aren't they out doing that if they believe that? They don't dirty their hands, for one thing. Praise God.
Thank you.
There's a lot I could say on this, but I don't feel impressed to go too much further on this because I feel like we're going to wait before the Lord here a few minutes to see what God wants to do. And if God, if we want to renounce some things, I don't know why I keep feeling like some renunciation tonight for some odd reason. Maybe I don't know what that means, but I feel like we need to renounce some things in our walk that will break down the stronghold. I don't know what the need is, but I feel like there's a need for that. I've been feeling it all afternoon, matter of fact. Just renunciation. Break strongholds. See, shut the door on legal rights of demons. Unless you shut the door on them, then they can come in and out. You know? You going to try it again? Praise God. Do you want to get some deliverance tonight, Jan? Would you like a little bit to get up here and get prayed for? I feel like if you'd submit up here, we could set you free in some areas. Because you're going to be walking around as a time bomb until some of those things are broke on you. So I'm just leave it up to you if you want to come up here, and we'll lead you in some renunciation, and everybody else is going to be getting some deliverance, so you don't have to worry about them. They're going to be busy too. Praise God. So I feel impressed to just start renouncing some things, and if it leads into deliverance, let's just do it. How many wants to do that?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get a little warfare prayer here. I got some good prayers in here. Let's see if I can find one here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You guys pray. How about it? Just pray. Praise God. God, we love you tonight, Lord. Praise God. Praise your name, God. Bless your name. Thank you, Father. Okay, let me see the hands of those that has ever dabbled into the occult and anything. Now, when we say the occult, there's a lot involved in that. It's not just going out and openly worshiping Satan, but there's a lot of things, any type of little game you play, the Ouija board, crystal ball, palm reading, card reading, astrology, horoscopes, all that stuff is in the occult. And all that stuff, I just feel impressed tonight. I know we've been in that, and I'm sure there's a few occult spirits left hanging around. But I feel like if we go through this prayer together as a body, I'm going to start commanding some of these things to leave, the occult spirits, and you just let loose, because there are some in here, and we can get some deliverance.
Praise God.
Because the occult is one thing that will keep us in bonds. And we need to totally renounce and ask God forgiveness for dabbling into that, through ignorance or not ignorance. And see, you may have some occult spirits that you passed down from your mother and father. We've come up against people that had problems when they just, well, I've never done any of that, but come to find out their mother or father had been into it. And that same spirit had been passed on down to them. So you don't have to personal dabble in something to have it. You can have hereditary spirits in your bloodline. Your great-grandfather may have been in witchcraft. Hey, witchcraft is prevalent. Boy, I mean, it's everywhere. Hallelujah. Okay, now, is everybody going to participate? Jan, are you going to participate? Would you like to come up here and sit with Lila? I would really like you to have up here by Lila. I know you came for help tonight, so we're going to just give you some help. There's nothing to be afraid of at all. You have to just renounce and ask God to forgive, and then we just do the work. Because I know what it's like to get set free of things. And those old occult spirits will hang on to you until the day you die, and they'll take you to the way of grave if they can. That's what they're up to. And usually with the occult, you have always a spirit of suicide. How many has had a suicide cast out? Raise your hands. Spirit of suicide. Raise them high. I want to see. Now look around. All these demons, all these people who have been in their cult, has had that same demon of suicide. Because that's the old Satan's bag. He thinks he's going to get you on some plane of bliss, and the only time he's after your soul. Praise God. Now, Father, we invite legions of your warrior angels into this room with chains and swords. And as we call out these occult spirits, I want your angels to go into combat on our behalf and just begin to make them manifest and drive them out of the people. In Jesus' name, take them out, God, wherever you want to send them tonight. I want your angels to sprinkle the blood of Jesus all over this room. We plead your blood down over our bodies, over our minds. We make war against you, devil. You have no power and no dominion over us. We have power up the third heaven. We have power over every principalities and power, dominions, thrones, princes, rulers, kings, captains. Satan, you have no dominion over us whatsoever as born again Christians. And we take our rightful position tonight in the heavenlies with Christ Jesus. We're Christian soldiers. We're not afraid of you whatsoever, devil.
Amen.
We're going to get you on the run tonight.
Amen. Glory to God.
Now, truly to get deliverance, you've got to want it. If you don't want deliverance, you don't have to get it. If you love your chains, hang on to them. You'll stay bound. But if you want to get rid of your chains, you throw them off and you confess. And when we go to this prayer, you open your heart up to God and say, God, I need help. I want to get help, bar nothing. And this is what God's looking for in a people. And I'm telling you, if you do that, nothing will stand in your way of getting the Lord to help you. It's just when people don't want to turn loose of things, they don't get deliverance. We've had people come in and they want to get deliverance because they feel miserable, but they don't want to turn loose of their sins. It won't work. Either you turn loose or you won't get delivered. And Satan will try to tell you, you know, you don't need to get deliverance. You don't need, you know, you feel pretty good. You can cope with life. Don't believe a lie like that. It's too much of a lie to believe that. You can feel better. So I'm going to just read this prayer and everybody repeat after me and close your eyes if you like and just concentrate for your own personal life, because all of you just need to do this, okay? Now I'm going to read this and you just repeat. Lord,
I now confess seeking from Satan
the help that should have only come from you.
I now confess a sin.
All the occult dabblings.
Those that I did.
And those I cannot remember.
Lord, I now repent.
And renounce all these sins.
And ask you to forgive me.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce Satan
and all his works.
And all his works.
I hate all his demons.
I hate all his demons.
I count them as my enemies.
I count them as my enemies.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I now close the door.
I now close the door.
On all occult practices.
On all occult practices.
And I command all such spirits.
And I command all such spirits.
To leave me in the name of Jesus.
To leave me in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. The devil, we just renounce you. We renounce all the cult. We confess it as sin tonight. I command every cult spirit in this room to manifest. I command you to manifest and leave the people now. All spirits of the occult, I command you to manifest and leave the people. In Jesus' name, I command you to go. In Jesus' name, I command you to loose your hold on the people and leave. All occult spirits in this room, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind up Satanism. I bind up witchcraft, sorcery. I bind you up in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to leave. I command you to loose your hold and leave. Spirits of suicide, I command you to loose your hold and leave in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break all curses over the people's lives. I break all hereditary curses. 100 generations back on both sides of the family. I break those curses. I break all soul ties associated with witchcraft. Satanism, it's sorcery. I just break them now. All soul ties in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Come on, loose your hold and leave tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your hold and leave in the name of Jesus. We attack you, devil, from the third heavens.